You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for another day, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow. And tonight I'm talking to Skulklo, who's a portfolio manager at PSG Wealth in Cape Town. Now, let's start with Standard Bank, Shell, because you see the headlines, 50% drop in profits, and yet the share price soars today.
Yeah, but there was, we're focusing on the bad news there. And it's not the only company. It's sort of, I think, that we've seen it for quite a few episodes now for the past few weeks. I think the chickens will now come home to roost. I mean, we will now know the full effect, or let's call it, at least get a very solid idea of what the COVID-19 effect. This is sort of what was expected. And when you look at the investors, better than expected. Yes, remember they did mention in that report that they actually sold off a portion of the bank. So that will strengthen the balance sheet, at least. That was done, I think it was 29th of June, and they sold the ICBC Argentina bank. So it's a 20% stake that they had there. So that's going to strengthen their balance sheet. Another thing that we mentioned, look for the company. It's got strong balance sheets. It's got strong and healthy cash balance. And that's why we've seen a run. We'll chat about Sasol a little bit later. Mm. But that's one of the main reasons why we've seen this implosion in Sasol over the past 2 years, because they had a fairly unhealthy balance sheet. They couldn't finish like Charles. And they were going deeper into debt levels. And then, the whole COVID-19, effect happened with oil price going to, West Texas and immediately going down to it's called $15 levels. That was just a shock to the system, a shock to the balance sheet. And this is what we've seen in Standard Bank. And I think that another thing that actually we're quite uplifted was the fact that, the grade out. And they basically, when they look at, the South African, what's called the largest South African banks, they haven't seen these type of prices since the 1980s. They do see a hell of a lot of value in the South African banks. Now, I totally agree with that. I think the big question still lies is, are we going to see a big reversion? I don't think so. I think while we're sitting in lockdown, while certain companies are going to close their doors and won't be able to service their debt, I think we should just hold off for now. And remember, the effect of a low interest rate environment or decreasing interest rate environment in the shorter term period is usually not positive for a bank. But on a longer haul, that growth in the economy should eventually be positive for banks. So do we see a lot of value in local banks? Yes. Standard Bank is definitely still one of my favorites around. And I think today's results or feedback just showing me, firstly, things weren't that bad, and secondly, they're still actively busy strengthening their balance sheet. And I think that's one of the main reasons why we've seen this nice little run, in Standard Bank, today, up over 5%.
Exactly. Some really nice little runs today, as you put it. The EOH, okay, it's off a lowish base, but it's still up nearly 13%. Sasol, disposal of air separation units by Sasol South Africa to Air Liquide, I think it is. Trading statement update and further cautionary. Share price up 8 2/3%. Nice one. ACI up 6.4% after their results. EOH, 12 3/4%. Yeah, we got that one. Done that one already. Yeah, it's almost as though people are saying any bit of good news we've got or any bit of news that isn't as bad as we expected, we're going to buy into these things.
Yeah, I think that the one that stood out for me, I think, Sasol has had a lot of airtime, lately. Standard Bank has had a lot of airtime lately. AECR, we've had this discussion, a few times before. We've had a joke, and clearly your the grey matter is still there. You can still remember what it was called on the JSE.
Bang bang.
Called bang bangs. Mm-hmm. That's it. When you shut it on JSE floor, bang bangs, everybody knew you were either looking to buy or sell.
And just to explain to people that have only just some of these smart suited yuppies and millennials that are trading for the first time with their algo programs. ACI stands for African Explosives. So that's why it's called bang bang, right?
That's it. That's it, correct. And, you know, when you look at them, and typically with the mines, when they've got explosives for mines, when they do kind of need the dynamite and those things, I mean, that is what this company, you know, still to a certain extent focus. It's not predominantly anymore, but still makes up 46%. You know, mining solutions still basically makes up 46%. Of ASCI. This is a beautiful company. This is a company that I've been sitting for the past 6 months when we saw this big and kept on seeing huge recovery from the mines. I've been telling, you know, investors, watch out. Watch. This is typically your secondary type of company. If you feel FOMO, if you feel you missed out on the mining one, the PGMs, gold now lately. Yeah, this will typically be a company that you will be, you know, wanting to add to your portfolio because, you know, the better the mines do, the better this company, you know, should be doing. So, what did they say today? You know, what they effectively said, they reported that was down 34%.
Yes.
So now, you know, a lot of people say 6.4% run in the share price today after they came out. And actually mentioned that they dropped 34%. Firstly, this is an extremely cheap company. It's trading at single PE multiples. And then they made it very clear. Firstly, the drop in HEPS, price for price, were mainly due to COVID-19. All right, but they actually affirmed that statement, saying that, you know, the HEPS dropped down from R3.65 down to R2.40. By the end of June. But if it weren't for COVID-19, that would have been R2.95 higher. So effectively, you know, the HEPS would have come in at R5.34. That's 46% higher HEPS. So, and remember COVID-19, most of the mines, you know, we've spoken about a lot of these platinum and palladium mines, you know, lately, and most of them have actually come out with trading statements or actual results. Most of them are mentioning they are moving back towards pre-COVID production levels. Now, if mines are going to go back to pre-COVID production levels, then a company like ASCI, that's 46% of their solution from the mining industry, they're going to move back to pre-COVID. And effectively, we should see in the reversion that HEPS going back to the 534. Then the company is unbelievably cheap. I mean, this is a single-digit PE company, well-managed. I mean, we were just joking about bank banks. I mean, the floor closed at 1996. So effectively, this company is way over 25 years old. Well managed, I love this company, and I'm really, really happy with the let's call it the results.
Very good indeed. I'm glad you've. I like it when people say I like this one rather than I don't like this one, because over the last few months it's been I don't like this one, probably 3-1 in the favour of don't to do. Let's have a look at the major movers on the JSE today, if we can, Skulk. I've got Sasol up 7.7%. I think that's right, isn't it? Or do I refresh my screen?
You need to refresh. It's actually
8.75%. There we go. Up 8.75%. I do apologize. Bang Bang up 6.4%. ACI. Vivo up 5.4%. Standard Bank up 5.1%. Barlow World up 4.6%. On the downside, yeah, it's all the stuff that we get out of the ground. DRD Gold down 9.75%. Pan African Resources down 6.5%. That's been all over the place over the last few days. Anglo American Platinum down 6.2%. And Harmony a 5.1% loser. Northern Platinum giving up 4.8%. So I think what people are saying here is we're sensing a stall in the dollar weakness and a stall in the metal prices themselves. It's almost as though the shares are saying, watch out if you're long of the physical stuff, just for the short term.
I wouldn't go as far as we see a stall in dollar weakness, because this is a, I would say, more a growth play.
Haven't we got the Fed tonight? We've got the Fed,
yeah,
haven't we?
We've got the Fed tonight, and we're waiting for GDP levels that's going to come out tomorrow. So, or it's later today, I'm not 100% sure, but we're going to see in the next 24 hours, we're going to get US GDP levels. So, palladium is down 6%, over 6% today. You know, platinum is down over 2% today. Gold is unchanged. So this is not a dollar play. This is a growth play. You know, gold price is still trading at $1,957, firmly on its way, you know, to $2,000. So yeah,
says you.
You know what?
Yes.
You know, I did a huge report now, and for the past few days, and that will be released via a thin week next week. But you know, it's a difficult one because you know when you look at, and I went back in the history to the 1970s when gold weren't used as a gold standard anymore. Blah blah blah. Big history. So the bottom line is you can say that it decoupled from currency, or more specifically a dollar. You can argue that fact as, you know, till you blue in the face. There's still a huge correlation, and we've seen it now lately. When you take that correlation, and I just took the euro dollar, and you place it relative to the gold price, we're now trading at let's call it overbought levels that we've last seen in 2011. Again, surprise, surprise, that was the last time the gold price made new highs. That was also surprise, surprise, when the M2 money supply levels, the growth, year-on-year growth levels on that stage, reached new highs. Because remember, the previous time we've seen, let's call it the US M2 money supply growth levels, went beyond a 10% levels was 2001, the recession in 2001. In 2011, you know, post the financial crisis, you know, the big stimulation, the QE1, QE2, QE was sounding like a Rocky movie later. You know, we actually saw the M2 money supply grow by 11% in 2011. That's crazy. And everybody went like, oh, this is ludicrous. I mean, where are we going? And naturally, we saw the gold price go to, you know, I think at that stage was $1,921. Now trading $1,957, this is the third month in a row where the M2 money supply levels went to new highs, all-time highs in terms of growth.
Yeah.
Over 36% growth. I mean, I know a lot of people are discussing it and say, oh, don't worry, it's not that bad. I mean, the US, you know, they'll manage it. They've been running trade deficits for as long as the word trade deficit's actually in existence. Don't worry, this will play out. Yeah, COVID sort of now changed quite a bit, to change most of the economies. I'm in the camp that definitely say that the gold price currently, or gold in general, is overbought. I'm not going to argue that fact. But will I be shorting? Will I be jumping into this?
You can't jump in front of that gold runaway train. It may stop at a station for a few minutes, but it's going again. I agree with you. I think we're going to see levels that you've never seen before. Well, obviously, we're seeing levels that we've never seen before now. But I mean, silly levels will be coming.
Yeah, let's see. I mean, we're talking about the $2,000 levels. I think that, you know, if you just look at the movement, you know, over the past week, $2,000, you know, could literally be upon us before the end of this week. And the next level that I think, what we're psychological, is seeing a gold price of 2020 in the year 2020. So I think that could be an interesting one as well. And if it then supports that levels, then who knows where it will stop. So, but just be careful. I think for all listeners out there, you know, a lot of people are, you know, comparing gold currently, you know, to things like Bitcoin. When you get those type of comparisons, you know that the sentiment are driven, you know, quite emotionally. And just be careful when you buy into something like that. Am I invested currently in gold? Yes, I'm going to put the on the table. I think as a portfolio manager, if you haven't been invested in gold, that you would have, you know, been hurt to a certain extent. Do I, you know, believe that over the longer haul that gold might not, you know, offer the type of solutions and value that a PGM or platinum and palladium stuff, definitely as well. So be careful.
Okay, let's have a look at the swap prices. Let me refresh my screen, but it's not a bad day. In fact, it's sort of ahead of the Fed and also some results out from the United States. It's a little bit cautious, so we say. The dollar rand is 16.53. British pound against the rand is 21.44. Euro rand is 19.45, and the euro dollar 1.1770, multi-month high for the euro. The Dow Jones is up about 0.33%. The S&P up about 0.9%. NASDAQ is up 1.1%, and in London the FTSE just barely changed, the DAX in Frankfurt barely changed, CAC 40 in Paris up 0.8%, and so it goes on. Gold price is taking a breather. But yeah, if you'd have said earlier on in the year the gold price is taking a breather and it was 1958, you would have said you're talking nonsense. But here it is, 1958. The Brent crude oil price, I'll come to that in a second. Platinum is down $26.50 though to $933, down 2.75%. Where's palladium, please, Skulk?
Palladium also down close to $150, so that's trading at $2,134.
Yeah, there's something going on there. And yeah, as you say, it's probably a growth story, or someone's come in with a huge hedge or something and said, that's enough, I'll lock in my production here. West Texas is up a percent, 1.1% actually, to $41.48. And a 1.4% gainer is the Brent crude oil price, which is $43.82. What are the indices looking like after a closing day on Wednesday, please?
So Jersey oil share remained around about the 40 basis points stronger here today. They closed at 56,707. Resources were down, mainly you know, driven by the drop in palladium and platinum. So that's down 84 basis points. Industrial shares, that is up 92 basis points. And financial shares had a whopper of the day. Financial index is up 2.2% for today.
And the big banks, obviously, the ones that are doing that, led by Standard, I would imagine.
Correct.
Okay, Skulk, thank you very much indeed for your analysis this evening. We'll be back tomorrow morning with Skulk on the opening, an early opening tomorrow, because you're going where, Skulk? Where are you at the moment? You're on the South Coast.
No, not on the South Coast. I'm sitting in a beautiful little town of Monash. So, I sort of decided to run away, but... moving back towards the Poiki from Belleville again.
Very good indeed. So we'll speak to you tomorrow for the opening. That was the 5 o'clock shadow, and Skulk Lewis from PSG Wealth, portfolio manager at that institution. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.